Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir, and today I'm speaking with Ben Dawkes, who's CEO at Ideagen. How are you today, Ben?
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing?
All right, I believe you were at the Mello event, and so was I yesterday presenting, but yesterday was the day where you announced to the market that you've got won hundreds of new contracts. And obviously that's going to be good for your company. But could you run us through what all that means?
Absolutely. I mean, it's been with the release of the trading statement yesterday, it's a reflection on a very positive half year. We've grown our annual recurring revenues on an annualized basis by 20% to 43.9 through a mixture of acquisition and organic growth. And really that organic growth has been driven by a large number of new customer wins, over 240 new customer wins, including major organisations such as Emirates Airlines and Mylan Pharmaceuticals. So overall, a good first half.
Right, I mean, maybe a cheeky question, but I mean, you seem to be doing rather well in this software as a service area. Other companies maybe haven't, you know, you haven't done so well, which is in a way why you stand out. How would you explain the sort of the secret of your success in this area?
I think it's a transition that we've been planning for a long time. You know, in 2016, our recurring revenues were only 52% of total revenue, and SaaS was only 5% of our revenues. And you know, through a pragmatic approach to managing this transition, we're on target this year for achieving around 74% of our revenues being recurring, and our SaaS revenues being around 38-40% of total revenue. So I think we're really pleased with that transition, and we can see that continuing on our forward plans to, as we announced in our trading statement, to being upwards of 80% by 2021.
Right, and presumably this is partly your service you're offering, the quality of that, and then also presumably the strength of your marketing to these some of the big names you've talked about.
The market is certainly growing at the moment. There's always a requirement for risk and compliance within the highly regulated markets in which we work, such as life sciences and aviation. Healthcare and the aerospace and defence industries. So I think this continued demand, coupled with our thought leadership position that we've been working on over these last few years, you know, continues to drive a growing pipeline and a continued number of new logo opportunities. This, along with our upsell into our 4,000 existing customers, is driving driving strong organic growth and giving us the future opportunity and platform to continue with this.
Right. I mean, probably the final point I would make is that obviously one tends to assume that successful companies in your space are sort of US focused or based in the US. You seem to have broken that sort of mold. Are there any particular factors behind that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when we look at most of our competitors, they are US private equity based. I think it's unusual to be a UK business in this market and listed as well. I think what's enabled us to gain traction is a very successful acquisition policy over the last 6 to 7 years, and we've acquired 17 businesses. I think what sets us apart is our active integration program. So we're actively integrating these businesses, the products, the people, while reducing our organizational debt associated with them. So I think that's giving us a great platform for growth. And the 4,000 customers, as I said, gives us great upsell opportunities as we integrate these acquisitions in. And I think that, coupled with a big investment in product development, with 35% of all of our employees in product development, is giving us very sustainable long-term growth, with good market demand and a good total addressable market.
Ben Dawkes, CEO at Ideagen, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.